is this you, Chase?
Yeah, this is me.
Hello?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Oh, it's coming from a 941 number in Florida.
941. Okay, perfect. That's totally fine. I think that they're just basically using.
Yeah, no, I just missed that call. I didn't know that was you. Okay, sorry.
That's fine. You can save that. This is one of the numbers from the office that we usually use to connect with the client itself. So the reason of the call,
okay.
And I was calling you first of all to know how are you today and how's the day going?
I'm doing nothing. How about you?
Yes, I'm just good, actually. I just had, like, blisters in my throat, and I'm a little bit of fever.
What?
Yeah. I don't know why.
You got a cold?
No. It's nothing about COVID, but I don't know, like, what happened. Maybe the weather is kind of changing, that's why. But I've taken medications, and I'm pretty sure I'll be fine.
Does your throat hurt?
Yes, of course.
Yeah. Why are you at work? Go home and rest.
Because if I'm not at the work, then the work is basically over. I have to manage the team. I'm basically taking off. I was off yesterday, so I came in today. And let me just bring Peter on the phone. I just want you to introduce with him, so by that particular way you could know that me and Peter would be the one who will be working solely on this particular project. So he's pretty much excited to speak to you about it. So let me just bring him on the phone, all right? Can you stay on the line?
Yes, thank you.
Please stay on the line. Hey, Peter, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Perfect.
Yes. Uh-huh.
So I would like to introduce to Karen Afari. She's one of our newest clients that we have got on board. Karen, this is Peter.
And I'm the best one.
Yes,
hi, Peter.
Yes.
How are you?
Yes, Peter knows about it, that you're the best one. And Peter, Peter is one of my very good colleagues. He basically works for many of my clients as far as the management or project management is concerned. So he has very good expertise in terms of finishing off the timeline, making satisfied to the clients and everything about it. So that's why I have selected Peter on this particular project to be finalized and finished. So anything that you would like to say, Peter?
Okay.
Yeah, sure. First of all, I welcome you, Karen, to Orbit Design Agency, and I hope that your experience with us would be a memorable one, because we will be building a long-term relationship with you, me, and Chase would be on this project. So I'm sure that this project will lead us to somewhere, and we can have good business in the future too. By the way, how's the day going so far?
It's going great. Thank you so much for saying that. I appreciate it.
No problem at all. And also, I've got your brief form. You filled it out, and that's perfectly fine with me. So I'll go ahead and work on the website too.
Hello?
I think we don't hear him anymore, right? Do you hear me?
No. I hear you.
Yeah, and I think that he got disconnected from the call for some reason. But let me just basically check.
Okay.
Anyways, I did have checked out the form, and I think that is something that you have basically filled it out. I have checked the specifications. It was almost the same what we have basically discussed. But I think that was surely going to help Peter in terms of getting everything on board and getting the things aligned for you. So let me just get him back on the phone, all right? Just give me a minute.
Okay. My only caveat, just as a reminder, is I know the site says that I can get 6 options. I still would like 6 concepts if that's doable.
Okay, okay. I'll let Peter know
I'd
as
like
well
to have
for this part.
To choose from.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I didn't understand what you said. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. I was listening to you.
And I was just going to say, I'd like to have as many to select from as possible. please.
Okay. All right. Let me just bring him back so that you do mention that to him as well, so that he can let the designer know, because I myself is a developer. So once the design is approved, then I'll be working on the functionalities, okay?
Okay. Is he, what is he? He's a project manager, a designer, what is he?
He's basically a project manager.
Okay, gotcha. Okay.
All right, let me bring it in.
Hear me?
Yes, we can hear you now.
Okay, Karen, yes. Can you hear me too?
Yes.
Great. So actually, yes. I was telling you that I will be the main point of contact with you throughout the project, and first we'll go ahead and design the website for you. Then for sure, Chase will be adding up some touch-ups, and he'll be working on the development of the website too. And Chase also told me that you were working with some other company previously too. So how is the progress with them?
Mm-hmm. Not good at all. It's at a standstill because I didn't care for how they were doing business. And so I basically just switched to come over to you guys. And, you know, my goal is just to maintain an ongoing relationship with you guys. So
that's great. That's great. And we will for sure work hard on your project too. So if, as far as the design is concerned, have they delivered you something for the front end? Have they completed something, or we have to start from the scratch? Whatever you go for.
Yeah, I need you to start from scratch because that's the problem.
Okay.
I didn't like what they provided me. Now, on your website, you guys say that you offer 6 concepts, and
yeah.
I did say to Chase, I would like 6 up front versus 2, and then seeing how I like those. I'd like to have as many options to select from as I possibly can.
Yeah.
Is that okay?
Yes, that's completely fine.
So
you
can provide...
Yeah, go ahead.
So you can provide 6... So you can provide 6 different concepts.
Okay, so I'll provide you 6 different concepts. Yeah, that's fine. And I'll provide you 6 different concepts for the website. And you can select any one of them, or maybe... If there are any changes on the designs too, if you would like to modify the designs, which means you can add more sections or remove something, so we can do that too. So that's completely fine. I guess you have unlimited revisions with us. So whatever changes you will be requiring, we will be making those on urgently basis. And Chase has told me the deadline too, that we need to complete the project before 20th of December. I guess then the final setups would be done in the next 4 or 5 days and the website would be able to go live.
Yeah. Now, Chase, I don't know if you shared with them, like, my likes and dislikes. So in terms of, like, liking a site, I'm kind of a minimalist, but not, like, I don't like I don't like things that look cluttered. I like clean, crisp, professional, elegant. I like strong, bold colors. I don't like gradients. I don't like where it looks too choppy or disjointed. I want something that looks like it has a cohesive brand to it, not like something that, you know, like you just threw something against the wall and you just place it here and place that there. I don't like stuff like that. So I just wanted to make sure that you had a sense of what my style was.
Sure. I did have basically told Peter about everything. Well, we have seen what exactly it's like and dislike, but still... after sending you the first 6 concepts, I'm pretty sure one of them would be something that will be surely going to be appealing. I would suggest Peter to and then we can go from there that particular route. And by that way, of course, Peter would know what exactly your needs are, what are your things, and that was the reason of the call today, so that before starting the work, I could introduce you with Peter, and so that he will be the one coming along with the changes and everything about it. And he will shortly going to go ahead and send you an email on which you have filled out the brief, and in which he will have his personal number, his extension number as well. You already got my details as well. So me and Peter will be the one who will be working on this particular part. Actually, I did have told him to complete the project before 25th, but I know that we have discussed that this needs to be done on the 1st. So let's say that if before 25th it's been done, then the 5 days are something which we're surely going to be get, that we'll be having, let's suppose, the changes, or we will be having a QA part, or we will be having more days to basically finalize that thing if there's still anything being missing out.
Yes, thank you.
Perfect. So that's it, I think, for today. Peter, would you like to add anything, or are you good to go?
Well, I'm good to go for now, and I'll work on the concepts, and then I'll send it to Karen. I'll keep you in CC so that you can have a look on the designs too. And then we'll have a discussion on the designs, maybe in the next 48 to 72 hours.
Perfect, perfect. Perfect, Karen. So that's
okay,
it from our side as well.
Okay, when do I speak with the content person?
Sorry?
Okay. When do I speak with the content person?
Well, today is Tuesday, so hopefully Thursday before the day ends, and you will have 6 concepts completed, and then we'll be on a call or maybe and then we'll discuss the time.
Okay, all righty. Sounds good.
Perfect, perfect. So thank you very much.
You.
I think we're all on the same page.
Any questions?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah,
Peter is surely going to do that.
Questions, okay?
Perfect, perfect.
All right,
thank you, Karen,
so much
for giving your time.
All right.
Have a good one.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye. You too.